I am Andreas Raue, the Senior Director of Drug Intelligence Science at HiFi Bio. I am leading the OX40 program and also the efforts to identify biomarkers with our single-cell technology.
My name is Robert Pettit. I am the Senior Medical Consultant and Advisor to HiFi Bio and the clinical lead on the OX40 program.
We selected OX40 as a target with very well understood biology, where an agonistic antibody can increase the activity of T cells leading to anti-tumor responses. Based on the clinical trials from competitor molecules, the target has a low risk profile for toxicities, but the efficacy also has been limited so far. Therefore, we saw an opportunity here to develop an antibody with improved activity and also position it in the right clinical context to really provide a benefit to patients. To overcome the challenges of the first generation molecules, we address two main aspects. The first one is to enhance the activity of the antibody, and the second one is to better understand the clinical context and enrich for the responding patients. On the first aspect, to provide a better stimulation to T cells, we wanted to boost the activity of the endogenous ligand signaling and not compete with it. We found that most, if not all, of the previous OX40 antibodies that had entered the clinics compete with the endogenous ligand signaling. So to address this limitation, we identified an OX40 antibody with a unique binding epitope, shown in figure 1, that does not interfere with the ligand signaling as shown in figure 2. In addition, receptor downregulation has also been described as a limiting factor of previous antibodies that made appropriate dosing and scheduling difficult in the clinic. So as shown here in figure 3, in contrast to the competitor antibodies, our antibody does not decrease receptor expression after treatment significantly. At the same time, however, our antibody does achieve consistently greater in vivo antitumor activity compared to a benchmark antibody as shown here in figures 4 and 5, leading to increased T-cell proliferation, reduced levels of inhibitory molecules on T-cells, reduced numbers of regulatory T-cells, and as well upregulation of the OX40 ligand on dendritic cells in the tumor microenvironment as shown in figure 6.
We've paid a lot of attention in this second generation molecule to solving the problems from the first generation. In addition to the powerful binding and agonizing turning on of the receptor itself, not interfering with the binding of the natural ligand, at HiFi, we paid a lot of attention to also engineering the strength of the molecule on the back end. Their OX40 ligands, when they bind, require cross-linking from the back end of the molecule. At HiFi, we have engineered this molecule so that it not only has strong binding in the front end where it interacts with the receptor, but it also is a very potent cross-linker on the back end. This allows strong clustering of these receptors and sends a powerful and consistent signal to excite the target cell in a way that really hasn't been done before.
We talked about the first aspect, how the activity of the antibody is enhanced. But now we will also discuss the second aspect, how we are using our single-cell technologies to enrich for responder patients using a predictive biomarker. Previous clinical trials have been performed in unselected patient populations. While some responses in those trials in the monotherapy arms have been observed, we now understand that the patient population that will really respond to the antibody treatment needs to be better defined. And for that, we want to identify a predictive response biomarker. To do that, we use T cells directly extracted from tumor tissue and treat them with our antibody ex vivo. Then we use our single-cell phenotypic assay to sort them into two fractions, the responder and the non-responder cells, and characterize them by our single-cell transcriptomic analysis. And this allows us to identify signatures for the responding cells that can then be applied for patient stratification. Our initial data shown here demonstrates that our antibody can indeed elicit responses to the T cells directly obtained from tumors, and that our single cell profiling is able to characterize these cells at the single cell level.
What we hope to see out of this program is that, number one, cancer patients are getting better. That's the common enemy that we all fight. And that's why everybody at HiFi Bio gets up and comes to work every day. So our hope, and it's a strong hope, is that HiFi Bio's OX40 will be the next big immunotherapy agent for treating multiple cancers. And it will take its place in a growing line of new tools that allow us to use the power of the immune system against our own enemy from within.